Still have a few more tracks before coming back to wrap up my discussion with today's featured artist, Mike Byrne. In fact, we still have to get his second recommendation on. It's Louis C. Wyatt's Dancing with Sue. In the meantime, my favorite gnome, Mimi Obonswin, and her latest single, Here's to the Women, today on Gyno.
This is Mimi Obonswin, and you're listening to Guy Note with Brett Mabee.
Get on your feet, bask in the sun. Take off your shoes, come dance with me and Sue. On the dance floor, the midnight stars come through. Follow me here, follow me there. Spin you around in that red dress I found for you at a thrift store just down the street from my first house. Getting down. Getting up for the moonlight, I love you right now. Laugh at my jokes, consider the fun. Smile in her eyes and sparkle in that sun. so hard out here, but I just don't care. Sue taught me to dance, she taught me to move. Now I'm so ready, ready to glide you through. Can't look at my feet, lock eyes, baby.
The second of Mike Burns' recommendations today, that's Louis C. Wyatt's Dancing with Sue. Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. Mike, what a great song. You came across this just randomly on a playlist one day, and thank you so much for the recommendations today.
Hey, you're welcome, man. I'm happy to share my favorites too, you know. Whatever I like, I'm hoping other people like it out there too, because they're really good musicians, and I hope people like them as much as I do.
Well, you're not necessarily, I would say, close friends with Louis C. Wyatt or anything like that. You guys have become acquainted here, but I do want to rewind just a little bit and talk about Marion. Now, you are friends with this band, yeah?
With the guy, yeah. He runs a studio in Fredericton that I'm actually thinking about going to record in here. And maybe do a few tracks, you know, maybe my next few tracks there and stuff. Just, you know, something different, because usually I do everything right out of my own home here. I have everything. And I have a few friends that help me along the way to make it sound as good as it has to be.
Well, the recording quality is impeccable, but if I can add my two cents, and I know you didn't ask for it, but I think that would be great. I would love to see some kind of collaboration between you and Marion as well somewhere down the road.
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah. Okay. You never know. Yeah. Anything can happen, you know.
Absolutely. Well, once again, thank you so much for the recommendations today. You've given me some great ideas for future episodes of Gyno as well. We have a few more minutes to get caught up. Let's talk future plans at this point. What do you got on the horizon right now?
Well, right now I'm working on music still, you know. I have a few songs going, but I'm always changing something and that. I always make sure I sound the best, and I want it to be the best, you know, before I decide to release anything. And maybe I'll release one more track and then concentrate about putting all the songs together to release an album. I'm thinking maybe in the late fall or early spring. And if everything goes well, I can maybe tour and maybe come out to you guys in the neck of the woods.
I certainly hope you make it back down this way. You mentioned you have family down here, so yet another reason to come down.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and so, yeah, a lot of great things coming up. And in our pre-interview chat, you were mentioning that you kind of keep going back and forth between a full LP or maybe an EP. Are you finding that these shorter collections of tunes might be the more logistical thing to do at this point?
Yeah, right now I am, because I got so much damn music and I want to put everything on it. Then, you know, but then I see a lot of people are doing that now. They're just doing EPs and stuff, you know, maybe six or four tracks or whatever. And I'm just thinking maybe it's a possibility that I might do it. I'm not too sure yet. I never really made up my mind, you know. I'll probably figure that out within the next couple of months or so. But, yeah, you'll be the first to know, buddy.
Oh, I I can't wait for this upcoming release. And I certainly hope you'll come back and join me on Gyno then as well.
Oh, for sure, man. I'd be glad to.
Mike, where can people find you at?
They can find me at MikeBurn.com. I'll get all my social media tabs there, and where you can find me everywhere. Like, you can find my music there, and what I've been up to. So MikeBurn.com. Just go type me in and check me out.
I appreciate your art and honoring the ancestors. I appreciate the conversation that we've been able to have, and I certainly look forward to more future discussions and possible collaborations as well. You're welcome back anytime, and let's get caught up soon.
All right, man. Thanks for having me, brother. Up, Chidge. Hi, this is Mike Byrne from Ngukuk, Ulusugut Territory, and you're listening to Gyno.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nb1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world with few hearts survive. We climb a step. up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love, lift us up where we belong, far from the worlds we know, up where the clear winds blow.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.